All right, so as a child, my mom called me adventurous, but I was one of three. I have an older sister who's 3 years older than me. I have a brother who's 3 years younger than me, and I was smack dab in the middle. And I was, people would say the problem child, you could say. You know, like, when I was growing up, I used to, like, just do bad things just because, like, I could. And, like, for example, during a choir concert, I used to stand on stage with everyone else. I sneakily kicked a kid, and he fell down the rafters. It made a domino effect, and four people fell next to him. But the thing is, since I have really long legs and arms, no one knew it was me. So I was a sneaky bad kid, which is the worst thing ever. But, like, afterwards, my mom and dad were like, "Did you do that?" And I was like, "Mom, what, me?" No, and they were like, "Okay." So this was the summer. I was around, like, 8 or 9 years old, and my mom and dad knew, like, bad things always happen to me. Like, bad things. Like, the week prior to the 4th of July, my dad took me to Petco. I got a fish. It died. And then that week, I got 7 fish, and they all died within a day. It was that kind of week. So 4th of July comes, and we're all having fun. Sparklers, there's a huge drought. It was, like, 1997. It was a huge drought. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I was just like, oh, nice, like, 4th of July, fireworks, fun. Yeah, every little kid loves it, right? But because I was the problem child, I couldn't play with sparklers. My little brother, who is 5 years old, got sparklers. And I was just like, oh, yeah, can I have sparklers? And they're like, no. David, you cannot have sparklers. And I was like, me? Like, why? And they're like, just better not. So after, like, playing with those little, like, pop rocks things on the ground and, like, snakes where they light it and snakes up and it goes back down. After about an hour of that, and I was like, you know what? I need my sparkler. So my brother got, like, his dual-wielding sparklers, just double-fisting sparklers left and right. And I was like, hey, what's that? And I just took both of them, ran away from them. And like I said, there was a drought going on. And let's say this is where I lived. I lived in a giant cul-de-sac. Well, a giant island was in the middle of grass. And everyone was on the outside playing around, and I went in the middle of the grass and just was spinning around. There's a drought going on, and I have fire in my hands, basically. Whole field catches on fire. And I'm standing in the middle. I'm still spinning, having fun, don't care about anything else. And my mom and everyone's just going, David, get out! And I'm like, yeah, fire, yeah! I finally get me some sparklers. No one's going to stop me. So after about 20 seconds and the sparkler goes out, I just turn around, I just feel like warmth everywhere. I'm just like, this is all me, I guess. And I was just like, what's going on? Ran out the field, and everyone's just getting their house hoses. I was like, someone call the ambulance, like, someone call someone. Everyone gets their house hoses and starts spraying. It brings buckets and stuff. This field is probably about the size of, let's say, that. Those hoses weren't going to put it out, but that was my failure. Like, I get one shot, basically. Like, I was like, I won't mess this up. Whole field, on fire. Until I was about 14, could never play with a sparkler again. But the thing is, afterwards, my mom was just like, you know what? Did you have fun? I was like, yes. And that's all that mattered. And that's all that cared. So that's my story.